You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you like to make your NFL games a little bit more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby. Vegas, it is the Even Money Podcast. We are, of course, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Love those dudes. Make sure you use the code Ross, especially if you're going to be betting on the NFL draft, which a lot of you are going to be doing, which is why you are listening to this show or watching us on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. We brought in the big guns this week. I thought John Daigle from Establish the Run was amazing last week. We'll see if the boss man over there at ETR, who I think Fezzik has part ownership in or stock or something, the way he promotes them like it's his job, I need to start to do some research behind the scenes as to what financial incentives Fezzik has to be talking so great about Establish. They're not that great, Steve. I mean, they're pretty good. They're not that great that you need to cut a promo for them every time we have one of their guys on.
They're pretty damn great. They make my life a lot harder because they move the numbers into much more efficient statuses. So kudos to them. They have cornered the market at squaring up the market. Yes, sir.
That, by the way, is the voice of Steve Fezzik at Fezzik Sports on social media. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. We're at Ross Tucker Pod. Love everybody that checks us out on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Programming note, for those of you that are patrons, a lot of you sign up to be patrons during the season because you want Steve and I's bets. You want that the vaunted spreadsheet from grades. Patreon.com/RTMedia. I'm hosting a happy hour tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern time. As long as you're a Tuckheads member of patreon.com/RTMedia, you'll get the Zoom link. We'll all say hi to each other. Anybody that gets on the Zoom link can ask me a question, no matter how long it takes. Should be a lot of fun. Patreon.com/RTMedia. Always a lot of fun when we have my longtime co-host, until he ditched me, of the Fantasy Feast podcast, the one, the only Evan Silva from Establish the Run. You check him out on social at Evan Silva. And of course, he's on the other shows sometimes. Sometimes Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Sometimes he's on Fantasy Feast. Today, Even Money Podcast, because he's all over these draft prop bets. Evan, I was a little bit surprised how many of these you sent me.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is time to get aggressive. I mean, this is the event, at least for me personally, where I've had it's the most profitable event on which I sports bet every year. And I think this is our fourth year doing this with me, you, and Fezzik. And we've had some nice hits, and hopefully we can give the people some more this time around.
I love it. I have a question for you guys real quick before I forget and before we dive into Evan's stuff. Because, you know, this show is part of the DraftKings network, I get their data in terms of the percentage of bets on certain players. Like 37% of the bets on the number one overall pick are on Marvin Harrison Jr. 2% are on Shador Sanders. And then obviously they have other splits for number two overall pick, team to draft Bo Nix, team to draft. Like, I can go on and on, right? Then they have the over-unders for every guy. I'm going to ask you this, Steve. If I just started throwing at you the percentage of handle or the percentage of bets, first of all, which one is more valuable? And secondly, how much value does either one of those pieces of information have?
Yeah, so percentage of handle is a much better grasp of the sportsbook liability. Both are valuable. Both, though, have to be put into context because it depends what price that people bet it at. So, by example, if you told me that, let's look at, will Daniels or May go second, right? I mean, that number has fluctuated so greatly that just telling me what the handle is doesn't tell me the whole story. I need to know what the prices were associated with it.
Last I checked, And I'm in Pennsylvania, so I can't always see the updated odds for the draft, which I'll never understand. You let people bet on everything else, but you won't let them bet on the draft. Like, I don't really get that. But Jaden Daniels was minus 160 to be the number two overall pick. Drake May plus 150, which leads us nicely into Evan's first prop, number two overall pick. Now, these odds you sent, Evan, is it fair to say this is where you got the odds? You got Drake May at plus 290 and you got JJ McCarthy at plus 1,000?
Yeah, we are recording on Tuesday morning. And I got these on Monday evening at DraftKings Sportsbook, just for full transparency. Yeah. That minus 160 number, and I would agree that Jaden Daniels feels like the favorite to be the number two overall pick right now. But that minus 160, that's not strong enough to indicate that people really know what's going on. So that, to me, suggests that we should be betting on the longer shots right now because people just don't know. I mean, it's not, like, clear that Jaden Daniels is going to be the number two overall pick by any means. Therefore, I'm willing to bet on both Drake May at plus 290 and J.J. McCarthy at 10-1 to be the number two overall pick. J.J. McCarthy gives me some upside at that 10-1 number, and I think Drake May is – only a little bit less likely to be the number two overall pick than Jaden Daniels.
Interesting. Steve, what do you think?
Well, I'm a slave to the marketplace. So I'm just, I don't have any expertise in terms of, you know, which quarterback should be going, but I can tell you I'd fall off my chair if it wasn't May or Daniels. And based upon which way the wind is blowing, it sure seems like this line was pick 'em 3 days ago. And now Daniels at Circus Sports is minus 325. So given that, you could certainly talk me into a Drake May plus 290. No problem at all with that.
Interestingly, Evan, because I'm looking at your next one, which is Jaden Daniels plus 300 at number three. That looks like essentially the same logic and a companion pick, a companion bet to if the Commanders don't take him number two overall.
Correct. 3-1 odds here for Jaden Daniels to be the number three overall pick. I know for a fact that his meetings have went great with New England, who's sitting at number three. He would love to play for Jerod Mayo. The Patriots obviously need a quarterback. We think that they're going to sit and pick at number three, and they're going to take their best, their highest rated quarterback. Now, JJ McCarthy, I think, is still in play at number two overall. John Keim, who has covered the Commanders, the Washington football team, whatever their name has been for the last 20 years, actually had a tweet the other day that he has heard that J.J. McCarthy is higher on the Commanders board than is Drake May. So that's why I'm willing to – and I know we've talked about this in the past, Fezzik. Like, you are less into the long shots than I am. The thing for me is, like, if I can hit one or two long shots – that can pretty much make my draft. And, like, I've had success hitting long shots in the past on the draft. So, I don't know, maybe I'm just a little bit more open-minded to that, to those longer shot bets than you are.
I think I'm probably biased because my buddy, the Hitman, has made a living basically 24 hours, 36 hours before the draft, where things are indeed determined, set in stone. We know the Bengals are going with the wide receiver a few years ago. Instead of the lineman, he's wearing tiger stripes as his shoes. And every one of those that's ever been shown to me wound up winning. So I'm probably biased based upon that. The closer we get to the draft, I would say the less likely that one of these plus $3 or plus $10 is going to actually cash. My experience has been in prior years, money starts coming in on that underdog before the actual pick. But I don't know, it's a different world now with all of the betting situations and problems people have gotten into. Would you guys say it's become more tight-lipped within the organizations in terms of what they're doing?
Yeah, and maybe that's driven by sports betting, actually. Belichick was on the Pat McAfee show the other day, and he said that no truly accurate known information comes out until the night before the draft. So, to support your opinion there.
Yeah, I think it. I think it's very, very interesting. On a much smaller scale, I've reached out to some of the teams about lower level players that I know or I'm familiar with, and maybe I'm trying to help a little bit. They're very, very tight-lipped about even them, right? Like, I think that the edict is out. You don't talk about how you feel about any of these guys. Let's go to the number four overall pick, Evan. You got bets on 2, 3, and 4. This is very interesting to me. Number four overall pick, Drake May plus 900, Jaden Daniels plus 1,500, and then Malik Nabers plus 1,800. Trying to look right now, number four pick, the odds-on favorite is Marvin Harrison Jr. at minus 225. I got to be honest with you, that would surprise me. I believe, guys, that one of these teams is going to trade up to four. I think the Arizona Cardinals trade down, and I think one of these quarterbacks goes to the Vikings or Broncos at four, and right now, the last I looked, and I don't know which one's more updated, but J.J. McCarthy plus 180, and you're right. All the other ones you have are the same, Evan. Plus 900, Drake May, plus 1,800, Malik Nabers, plus 1,500, Jaden Daniels. And Evan, Chase Daniel was on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast last week, and he said he knows for a fact that the Vikings love Drake May, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, Chase Daniel's interesting. He says a lot of things that, and I think he's an excellent analyst. He says a lot of things like with strong, he says makes a lot of strong statements. And we'll see if he's right about this stuff, because sometimes I'm like, whoa, you know, he will make strong statements. But with the number four overall pick, so I'm just, you know, kind of betting on a little chaos here. Chaos can happen. These are three long shot picks. Drake May 9-1 to be the number four overall pick. Jaden Daniels 15-1. And then Malik Nabers at 18-1. This is on the off chance that the Cardinals stick and pick and take Malik Nabers over Marvin Harrison, which I think would shock a lot of people. But I know somebody who knows Jonathan Gannon, and he thinks it's almost 50-50. The way that the Cardinals view Marvin Harrison versus Malik Nabers. And then, you know, the quarterback picks are just based on a little bit of chaos and, you know, J.J. McCarthy going number two. And then we're really, really live for this number four overall pick to be Drake May or Jaden Daniels. But I agree with you. The Cardinals are definitely a prime candidate to trade out. I think the Chargers at five are as well. I think for sure one of those teams, the Cardinals at four or the Chargers at five, are going to trade out.
Speaking of prime, Evan, get yourself the Burger Perfection flight from Omaha Steaks. Nobody does Burger Perfection quite like Omaha Steaks. Listen to this. Pure ground filet mignon burgers, New York strip burgers, ribeye burgers, brisket burgers, sirloin burgers for $79.99. Are you kidding me? Absolutely ridiculous. Get ready for grilling season with the Burger Perfection flight for just $79.99 when you shop omahasteaks.com. That's 20 mouth-watering pure ground burgers for just $79.99. Get ready for a rich and juicy handheld steak with mic-dropping flavor. Every Omaha Steaks pure ground burger is made from a single-cut, mouth-watering, perfectly aged steak, guaranteed to deliver an explosive combination. Tenderness, juiciness, unmatched quality. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Of course, you need to wash it down with something. That's why you should do what I do, what I'll be doing tomorrow night on the Zoom, drinking Labatt Blue Lights with my friends and my listeners and my patrons, patreon.com/RTMedia. Always enjoy responsibly beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Okay. Some of these other ones that you got are more specific draft slot ones, Evan. I think Steve usually likes these more.
Yes.
These are not what he would call needle in the haystack. They're not long shots necessarily. It's where you have a pretty good feel for a guy's draft slot. Let's start with Adonai Mitchell, who's at 27.5. You like the under at plus 130.
Yeah, I think he's going to go before pick 28. And this is at plus 130, so we're getting plus money. And that's what I'm looking for, you know, a little bit better than even odds. I think that Brian Thomas is going to go later than people anticipate. And why Brian Thomas matters in this conversation is because he and A.D. Mitchell have similar skill sets as like perimeter-oriented vertical receivers. Brian Thomas is dealing with a shoulder injury. This is starting to trickle out. His number has been dipping lately. And I think he's actually going to go in the 20s. And I think that A.D. Mitchell could slip into the teens. At 15, you have the Colts. At 17, you have the Jaguars. At 18, you have the Bengals. 19, the Rams. Steelers, 20. Cowboys, 24. That's a lot of teams in that range, in the middle of the first round to the middle of the first round to like the mid 20s that all need wide receivers. And Adam Schefter has come out and said that he thinks that A.D. Mitchell is going to be drafted earlier than people anticipate. I think he goes to one of those teams, and we clear this under 27.5 pretty easily.
Ooh, I like that. I like the next one too. I like the next two actually. Bo Nix under 32.5 plus 190. I feel like you're going to tell me that even if he doesn't go in the top 12, which he could, whoever doesn't get him the first go around, they'll trade up in the bottom of the first round to get the fifth year option.
That could happen. Peter Schrager, who's been super plugged into the Rams over the years, believes that they are going to go with an offensive player at number 19. I could see them taking a shot on Bo Nix. Here's the thing with this bet is that it's plus 190. Okay. We're getting almost 2-to-1 odds for a bet that I think it's 50-50, but we're getting really good odds on a 50-50 bet. And I think that you're right. I think that Bo Nix's range starts at 12 with the Broncos and goes all the way into the back end of the first round. Tom Pelissero of NFL Network yesterday came out and said that he thinks that 6 quarterbacks are going in the first round. That means that Michael Penix and Bo Nix would both go in the first round. We win this bet at plus 190.
Steve, tell me the math. If Evan thinks it's 50-50, but you're getting it at plus 190.
Well, your ROI is 50% because you're getting, you know, you should get paid 100 and you're getting paid, you know, almost 200. You know what? Call me wimpy. I think you could just bet them instead of one, you know, a certain slot. I know Bo Nix, I think he's currently at over 34.5 at Circa with quite a bit of plus money. So that might be the best way, you know, to play him under 34.5 plus money, you know, at that point in time. And Evan, in case you think I don't listen to you, I'm going to pivot on my best bet. I'm going to play the LSU wide receiver Thomas. I'll go over 19.5. I concur completely that he's fallen out of favor. And this is a case where whenever there seems to be, and I want to ask Evan, there's a player that has a medical situation or a circumstance and he starts falling down the board, it seems like it's a free fall and there's no shock. There's never a team's going to take that big risk and take him earlier than expected. He almost always seems to do worse than expected. Would you concur?
Yes, and I would say in this particular year, because the wide receiver class is so loaded, you know, there's a position scarcity thing here. The wide receiver position is not scarce this year, and I think that that could work against Brian Thomas.
You know, these next two, Evan, there's been a buzz about. I'm going to put these two together. Byron Murphy, under 14.5 draft slot, the D tackle from Texas, minus 150, and then Byron Murphy, first defensive player drafted, plus 450. There's been this drumbeat as of late that people suggesting he's going to go a lot higher than we previously thought.
Yes, and I think that is in some way supported by the fact that the defensive tackle market blew up this offseason. I mean, Christian Wilkins had a monster payday. Chris Jones got it like quarterback money. Matt Ebwike from the Ravens got a really, really big deal. Leonard Williams got a really, really big deal. And so that has sort of been vaulted. The defensive tackle position has sort of been vaulted into a a higher valued position, I believe. And this is not a very good defensive tackle class, period. You know, you have Byron Murphy, and then you have the Kit Newton from Illinois. And are there any other interior defensive linemen are even considered to be going in the first round?
I don't think so. I think Fisk and those guys are probably more second round types.
Yes. Yes. And Byron Murphy is a big time difference maker. And I think he could go as early as 8 to Atlanta. Daniel Jeremiah mentioned that on his conference call the other day. And I've also heard that the Bears love him as a potential pick at number 9 overall. You can also bet Byron Murphy to be a top 10 pick at something like 3 or 4 to 1. I think that's intriguing. But first defensive player drafted, plus 450, we're getting some nice odds there.
It's interesting, too, because Raheem Morris, head coach for the Falcons, just came from the Rams. He knows a little bit something about having a dominant young defensive tackle or a dominant defensive tackle in Aaron Donald and the value that that can provide. Thoughts, Steve?
Yeah, I'm a big believer in momentum in situations like this. When the word gets out that someone, that multiple teams are high, it almost becomes a bidding war that and a confirmation. It seems like, Evan, do these NFL teams, I don't know the answer to this, do they pay attention to what other NFL teams look like are courting or players that are attractive, and those players become more attractive to them as well?
I think that might be a better question for Ross, but my opinion would be that, like, extremely yes. Like, these dudes all talk to each other. I go to the combine most years, and I used to refer to it as a cocoon. But, like, I mean, these dudes are all in group texts, you know, all the scouts, all the personnel guys. They all know each other. They all went to John Carroll College in Ohio. You know, I mean, that's a great question, though. Maybe Ross can better answer.
Well, I do think, you know, they all get yelled at. They're all told not to talk to anybody else. But then they're also told, go talk to your buddies and get information from them. You know, it's like, don't tell anybody anything, but go see what you can find out. And I do think if there's multiple insiders saying it about Byron Murphy, then what happens is the other teams are like, oh, geez, okay, he might go higher. Then maybe they even trade up for him, you know. Then they say it's not too early to take him at 8 or wherever the case might be. I want to get one more in with you, Evan, at least. Talese Fuaga, this hurt, over 13.5. Thought he was going top 10. That's like my guy. You got him over 13.5 at plus 145.
Well, I think that a lot of teams view him as a guard. Which, nothing against guards, especially on this show. But I think it's just, it's 50-50, and we're getting it plus 145. I think it's 50-50 whether he goes within the first 13 picks, and we're getting a plus 145. And to me, it's really that simple.
And then you got the first running back drafted, too.
Oh, I love
you took three of them, Trey Benson plus 300, Blake Corum plus 400, and Will Shipley plus 5,000.
Yeah, I'm a little biased on the Blake Corum one because I got it at 9-1, and I think he could legit go. I think the Chargers pick in second round is 37. I think that that's a legitimate possibility. Trey Benson is just, you know, every film analyst, like I listened to Greg Cosell on your show, every film analyst loves Trey Benson. And I totally understand why. Really explosive, touchdown scorer. Plenty good in the passing game, had an awesome combine. I think he ran in the 4.3s. So I think at 3-1, he's worth it. And I would bet all three of these guys. Will Shipley stands out to me. He was awesome in 2022 at Clemson. Had more of a down year last year, got hurt. Bucky Brooks, who talks to a lot of people in the league, former NFL scout, works at NFL Network, thinks that Will Shipley is the best running back in the draft. Also an excellent receiver at 50-1. I'm willing to throw a little sprinkle on that.
I love it. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Evan. Absolutely fantastic stuff every year. We love it. Check him out at Evan Silva on social media. Steve is at Fezzik Sports. We will get to Steve's week one bet that he loves next week. I'm at Ross Tucker NFL. Make sure you become a Tuckhead so you can join the happy hour tomorrow night. Patreon.com/RT Media. Good luck, everybody, on the draft. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for tuning in to Even Money. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, and College Draft, all on the DraftKings Network, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.